reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another new edition of PDGA Radio News, keeping you up to date with all of your disc golf news and information. And the PDGA National Tour season began last weekend. We'll recap all of the action from Arizona, including some injuries forcing some of the contenders to withdraw early. However, they had record-breaking disc golf played, and new champions were crowned. Welcome to this week's edition of PDGA Radio. I am Steve Kaczynski, and we'll recap all that action from the desert, along with get you the results from the rest of this week's disc golf action, look ahead at the tournament schedule, and fill you in with the disc golf news for the past week. This is PDGA Radio for March 11th, 2010. Well, over 370 disc golfers from 33 states and 4 countries traveled to the desert oasis of Fountain Hills in Scottsdale, Arizona, this past weekend to compete in this year's inaugural PDGA National Tour event. It was the memorial presented by Discraft, and the storylines began early, even before the tournament began, as Valerie Jenkins, the defending women's champion and the world's number one ranked female, injured her knee during a practice round, forcing her to withdraw. And then Barry Schultz, who was the co-leader after the first round, apparently injured his hand, and he had to withdraw before the second round. However, Friday's third round was witness to Josh Anthon tearing the Fountain Hills course up a blistering 41, unofficially rated at 11.09. That earns him a top spot on the lead card for the final round, along with defending Memorial champion Nico LoCastro, Ken Climo, and the eventual winner, David Feldberg, whose offseason training has helped him regain his former Player of the Year form as he takes a 3-throw margin to victory over Anthon. Ken Climo and Philo Brathwaite tied for third, and LoCastro settles for fifth. The complete list of results available from PDGA.com. Over for the women's side, Liz Carr emerges victorious. She edges Des Redding by 4 throws. Liz Lopez finishes in third, and Melody King, her best finish, as she is fourth. The Masters division goes to Dean Tanak by 3 over Tim Keith. Jim No-Spin Myers wins easily in Grandmasters, and Dr. Rick Vokes wins in Senior Grandmasters. For the amateurs, they had California's Cody Kirkland winning by 4 in advanced over Chris Vandegrift. Jessica Hilbrecht won for the advanced women, and Miguel Ramos won in advanced Masters. In addition to the live internet pay-per-view broadcast many of you were witness to on DiscGolfPlanet.tv, the PDGA was also at the Memorial, testing and launching their new online scoring system, again, which many of you may have witnessed. It featured live commentary, photos being uploaded during the round, also links to player and course information. That system will continue to be refined and will soon be made available to tournament directors everywhere. Elsewhere around the PDGA calendar, we'll find J.D. Ramirez winning in Texas this past weekend over Coda Hatfield. That's at the Wichita Falls Open. Brian Schweberger gets a win in Virginia. Joseph Yaskis gets a win in Massachusetts. Chris Howard wins in South Carolina. Mike Thule wins in Minnesota. And Alan Hermosillo wins in Illinois. Internationally, Yasushi Jitsahiro won in Japan. And Ottfried Derschmidt wins the Budapest Open in Hungary. Complete results from those tournaments and all the others can be found from PDGA.com, along with a full list of upcoming sanctioned tournaments, which for this weekend of March 13th and 14th include about 24 sanctioned events. 2 of them are A-tiers for amateurs only. Orangevale, California, for the California State Amateur Championships, or in North Carolina, for the amateurs' try at the Dogwood Crosstown Classic. B-tiers include the Lumberjack Open in Battle Creek, Michigan, the Keep It Green Series in Bowling Green, Kentucky, March Madness in Columbus, Ohio, and the Red Rock Show in Texas. Other events in Iowa, Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Kansas, New Jersey, Louisiana, Florida, and internationally in Belgium and Switzerland. Looking ahead then at the weekend of March 20th and 21st is the PDGA World Doubles Championships in Wimberley, Texas, and an eight here in Orangeville, California for the St. Patrick's Classic. Then March 26th through the 28th is the National Tour's second stop of the year. They'll be in Ocala, Florida for the Sunshine State Shootout put on by Mark Barnett and Sun King Discs. Also, don't forget the Bowling Green Amateur Championships. They'll be in Kentucky April 9th through the 11th. Find the full schedule of events again from PDGA.com, and don't forget, plan ahead and pre-register when possible. Many tournaments filling up quickly. We'll hear more about that later on this edition of PDGA Radio. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Welcome back to PDGA Radio. Again, this edition for March 11th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski with your disc golf news. And the PDGA is once again holding their National Tour Point Series and the drive for the championship this year, sponsored gratefully by Woodchuck Cider. The drive is comprised of the nine National Tour events, which began with the Memorial and ends with the Skylands Classic in New York in August. The championship events then consist of the World Championships and the U.S. Championships. The players are awarded points based upon their place of finish in the nine events, with points from their four best carried forward and totaled with the points from the two championship events, and that will determine the National Tour Series championships and year-end bonuses. Last year's champions were Nico LeCastro and Valerie Jenkins. There is not much news to give you as far as the standings go. With just the one event, it goes as the standings go, with Dave Feldberg leading for the men and Liz Carr on the women's side. Full details again available from PDGA.com. Other items of interest around the disc golf news world is that the list of invited players for the Pro Worlds this year has now been released. The invited players can begin to register as early as March 15th. Non-invited players must wait until May 17th before they can register for any available positions. That for the week-long event held in Crown Point, Indiana at the Lemon Lake facility at the end of July. Also, the list of this year's PDGA Touring Pros has been released. It's available online. The next player ratings update will come up on March 23rd for all events submitted prior to March 9th. Also, the Clash DVD series has released a three-disc DVD set that will cover last year's Minnesota Majestic National Tour stop. You can get yourself a copy from any of your favorite disc golf retailers or directly from ClashDVD.com. Well, due to the overwhelming response for this year's Beaver State Fling National Tour event in the end of May, the staff there has decided to split the Pro and Am weekends in order to accommodate more players. The National Tour event will take place on the originally scheduled Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through the 30th, and the Amateurs A-Tier event will take place the following weekend, June 5th and 6th. Organizers say they understand the change may cause conflicts for some, but it will substantially increase the number of players that can overall play in the event. They sold out in less than 1 hour when registration initially opened this year. Information about signing up for those additional spots can be found from PDGA.com or BeaverStateFling.com. Now, some other random news from around the world of disc golf in Wisconsin and, well, many other places around the country. The spring thaw has forced the Parks Department there to close the course. In Stevens Point, it's the Yolga Disc Golf Course. Make sure to check and double-check with your local course to see if they will be closing for the wet weather this spring. In Mississippi, after having gone 8 months there without a course, disc golfers can enjoy the sport again at Mississippi State University. A 9-hole course is located around Chadwick Lake next to the Sanderson Center. Months of hard work and patience there paid off as the MSU disc golf team feel they now have established a course that will make players want to come back time after time for years to come. Up next on this edition of PDGA Radio are stories about comings and unfortunately goings of some disc golf courses. We'll start in Texas from the Denton Record Chronicle, where it appears some local disc golfers there have built a course in the local park, however never getting it officially approved, and have forced the city council to close it down. The Corinth City Council shut down the new disc golf course in Corinth Community Park because nobody seems to have properly authorized its construction. The mayor seemed chagrined at the whole business and felt compelled to apologize for the whole affair. It appears the course on Pac-Man Hill was a good idea that has now been shot down by inattentiveness on the part of people whose job it was to pay attention. Corinth resident and disc golfer Aaron Quisenberry thought a course on Pac-Man Hill would be a good idea and apparently got encouragement and some degree of approval from members of the city's park board. However, what he never got was the board's official approval, as the board never seemed to have been able to have enough people at their meetings to get official approval. Quisenberry, not knowing any better, and other volunteers went to work constructing the course, cut down some trees, installing baskets, which drew the attention of their neighbors and other users, including trail walkers, who upon investigating discovered the project had never been officially approved. The city council had little choice but to close down the new course at their recent meeting. Randy Gibbons was the only council member to vote against the course's closing, saying it penalized the volunteers unfairly who had worked to build the course, thinking all the while they had the proper authorization to do so. There's no new word on what will happen to the land that the 9-hole course was briefly on. At the same time, though, in Texas, a course has received permission to stay despite complaints from area residents. Taylor Lake Village's disc golf course will stay after city council decided earlier. The course, installed just last October in the city's main park, got approval from their council, but a few changes will have to be made to help alleviate those complaints. The course will be cut down 3 holes to 15 in response to complaints it was taking up too much of the park's green space. And the council also agreed to review the matter again next year. And finally, now from Southern Oregon, where the Gold Hill City Council has granted the Rogue Valley Disc Association a 90-day trial run for their course in Jackson County at the sports park off Highway 234, provided that activity doesn't upset the environment or other park users. Just a 90-day trial run. For final approval, course organizers must verify environmental resources would not be impacted by the course, and disc golfers must prove they can coexist with other park users. Grants Pass resident Bob Chard, one of 2 disc golf course designers in Oregon, agreed to network with the environmental agencies, and he said they're really hoping the course works out. Sue Curry, another Grants Pass resident and longtime association member, said she hoped establishing a course closer to the Medford area would bring new disc golf fans out to play. A handful of courses exist in Josephine County, but Jackson County's first course at Holmes Park off Black Oak Drive in Medford was closed in the fall of 2008 after neighbors there complained of noise, drinking at the site, and traffic. That is your PDGA Radio News for March 11th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Join us again next week for more disc golf news and information. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.